Let's move on now to our second story. Egyptian cities are witnessing yet another day of violence. Clashes have broken out between police and pro-Morsi student protesters, leaving dozens injured. In Cairo, police used tear gas to disperse Ain al-Shams University students after hours of street battles between the two sides. Similar clashes in Asyut left dozens of people injured. Several students were arrested there. Also, the cities of Alexandria and Mansoura witnessed similar violence. Egyptian universities have been the scene of almost daily violent protests against the candidacy of former defense minister General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. He was appointed as the general commander of the armed forces and defense minister by ousted President Mohamed Morsi in 2012. But months later, he played a key role in masterminding Morsi's downfall. Mohamed Chalabi is a correspondent with us live from Cairo. So, Mohamed, it's been a very violent day, we're hearing, in the streets of Egypt, not just in Cairo, elsewhere in this country as well. Tell us about the protests today and the prospects for the upcoming elections.
Yes, Homa, the youth movements led by the students had promised to escalate protests denouncing the presidential candidacy of former defense minister Field Marshal Sisi, and here they are delivering, and in a big way. Ain Shams was the hotspot today in Cairo as the Ain Shams students attempted to take their protests to near the premises of the defense ministry headquarters, and they were met by police tear gas and bird shots. Many injuries were recorded there, including among the ranks of police themselves. A senior police officer was said to have been injured there, while the students had to establish a field hospital to deal with the rising number of casualties. Another hot spot, as you mentioned, Homa, was Asyut University, and that's Al-Azhar's branch in Asyut in Upper Egypt, where the health ministry did confirm that 31 students were injured in the clashes there. There was also unrest at the main campus in Nasr City at Azhar University, as the students were denouncing the killing of two of their colleagues this week at the hands of police. It's been a scary toll, really. You have tens of students who have been killed inside campuses, mainly at Al-Azhar, Cairo, and Ain Shams universities. And you also have hundreds of them who have been killed in Rabaa and other street protests and sit-ins. They are mostly Brotherhood supporters, mostly supporters of Army deposed President Mohamed Morsi. You also had a different type of violence on this Tuesday, Homa, and that's rival clashes between the students who support the Morsi, who are against the July 3rd coup, and those who support Sisi and support the army-imposed roadmap that deposed Morsi. You had that case at Cairo University and also in Damanhur University in Al-Bahira, while, as you mentioned, there was also violence in Mansoura, in Dakhleya and Alexandria in the North, Homa. It remains to be seen, who will have the big stamina, who will have more stamina in this marathon conflict, Homa, and how will it affect the big picture in Egypt, because it seems the students and the security forces from the other side are not letting up on this. And you have the legal crackdown as well that has not deterred youth and students from continuing with their process. So it remains to be seen who will have more stamina here and how will it affect the big picture, Homa.
Thank you very much. Mohamed Chalabi, a correspondent in Cairo, for us there.